Senators and Pens podcast, episode 316 for Wednesday, April 10th, 2019. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. What's the first thing we have to do today before your joke?
Pray.
No.
That you'll laugh.
Well, good luck with that. No. Who do we need to say happy birthday to? This is major. Major.
The one that we talked about this morning for breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's my grandfather's 99th birthday.
99.
Actually,
seriously.
It was yesterday. My grandpa turned 99, so happy birthday,
99.
Grandpa.
99. Happy birthday, Grandpa. And how old is Grandma, 97?
She'd be 97 this year, I think.
Seriously, people. You know what that means? Brian's going to be around for a long time.
It'd be torturing her for a
long time.
I do have a strong majority of my genes are on that side of the family.
I know.
So.
I know.
Anyway.
All right, hit me.
It's just funny how you're just so not into it.
I'm bracing myself.
What kind of dog?
We don't have a dog.
Doesn't bark.
A hot dog.
A hush puppy. That's good. That's good, right?
You say that every time.
I know.
It's kind of sad how you seek validation when I don't laugh. You know, it's not that good. Have you been looking in your dad joke book?
Every once in a while I do, yeah. Well, see, the thing is if I find something during the week, then that's it. I save it and we're all good to go. So.
What if you don't?
I've got a calendar, though. I've got a calendar every day to pull off.
I know. And thank you, Rainer, for two options for Brian because clearly he needs them. All right. Go.
All right, this week, just to match your sweater.
Oh, yeah.
We are launching.
I didn't even plan that.
The official launch of the Anderson Pens Pen Flush.
I love this bottle. Check that out. I know, labels on this side. I know, but this way they can see the purple. It's a cool color. Just buy it for the bottle. what?
So many people do. It's an 8-ounce bottle. It's a nice small size.
You know, we've sold technically three different types of pen flush. And we just decided it was time to tweak the formula to something that worked a little bit better for us. Keep in mind, we do a lot of vintage. Mm-hmm. So our pen flush is absolutely safe for vintage and modern pens. We use it. And
yeah, absolutely. I got a gallon of it downstairs in the basement.
Including that bottle you melted?
I have a gallon and 16 ounces.
In a bottle that got melted. It's really cool how it's tilted now. So anyway, we have our own pen flush. We have formulated it specifically to what we think works best for vintage, modern, clogged pens, pens that are skippy, pens that are working great, just a better way to clean your pen.
You know, the first pen that I flushed is my David Oscarson.
Yes.
Which is a really, really great writing pen, except lately, and I've only ever used one color ink in it. And lately, I'll flush it, and then I'll start writing, and then like a couple days later, it starts skipping. And then I kept flushing it. Well, I just took the pen flush to it, flushed it in and out 3-4 times, flushed it with water. It's perfect. It's back to where it was the day we got it. So, real happy with that.
If it's safe for an Oscarson, it's safe for your pen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But again, safe for vintage, safe for modern. We contemplated this for a while, played with a couple different formulas, and what we've come up with, we're very happy.
Yeah, it works real well. So we've got an 8-ounce bottle.
Did I mention the purple's really
cool? Yeah, it's
cute
cool. Purple.
And then the purple.
We also have, of course, the 6 mL samples if you want to give it a try. So actually, it's a lot of flush in there. So, but anyway,
there
so there's flush. Next up,
We have the new Field Notes, the mile marker. These are, yet again, a limited edition. Field Notes does a great job on the, their little special editions. So these will go pretty quickly. This is the current one. grab it before it's gone.
Does this have a little bit of reflectiveness on it here?
It does. It's like holographic.
What are the covers? Open it up once. Let's take
that. Open it up. All right, so you've got green.
Ooh. Got a little thing that says hello. That's cute. Yeah, so this looks like a road sign.
Ooh.
Dot grid.
All right, so here's, so you've got one that looks like a flag, red, white, and blue. And then here is the one that we're going to talk about for just a minute. I need people to help me. We travel all over the country. This one has what I like to refer to as the prancing reindeer. Well, right, we see some unusual warning signs when we travel. We've seen moose signs, we've seen deer, we've seen, did we see a bear once?
I don't remember.
I don't know. So anyway, I'd like to take a survey. Like, how many different signs are there? And is this really a prancing reindeer?
I think it's just a deer.
Except the deer crossing looks different. So is this like a running deer?
Field notes interpretation, perhaps.
No, this is a sign. I've seen them.
Okay.
You're usually sleeping. Or working. You're working.
I'm working.
That's it.
Here
you're working.
Go. Good save. Good save.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, field notes, the new mile marker. These are adorable. Dot, great.
Pretty much dot grid.
Love these. 48 pages. They're fun. All right.
So good?
Very good.
All right.
Now what? I love these.
Where did we get these? I don't even remember.
These are an absolutely gorgeous teal ballpoint we picked up in a big bunch at a show a while ago. And one of those things where, I don't know how we lose things, but we've had them out. We now have them in Chicago as well. Just a great writing ballpoint. Nothing expensive. They're $10. But just a gorgeous pen. So
got a clip, kind of like a
Waterman.
Yep. It looks like a hemisphere, but it uses a Crostel refill in it.
It's one of those no names. So anyway, we have these. They've done well in the store for us, especially right by the register. If you just want something that's a little better than a Bic,
something in your car or whatever.
Bob's your uncle.
Great. It's cute.
All right, so here's a sore point for me.
What's a sore point?
The vintage.
Why is there a sore point?
Because you keep still finding
I'm selling them, aren't
stuff.
I? I'm
you selling are selling them, but I just get worried that, like, oh, I found this box. Like, I thought we sorted through these. I
mean, we did.
And you're still finding.
So this week's Friday Vintage Mailer is not quite set in stone yet, but we do have a couple pieces that for sure are going in.
Why are they not set in stone?
Because
many are you keeping?
I'm not keeping any.
Can I get that in writing?
Sure.
It's on video.
This week.
Excellent.
I don't have all the pens finished yet, so they need to go to. We need to go to press within the next day or so. But
how many did you sack the other night?
26 in 43 minutes.
But who's counting?
I just wanted to see how long it would take. Now they were all prepped for the most part. I did have to do some adjustments on some, but
it's like a minute and a half each.
I've got a nice little Parker Vacumatic. Yeah, it is a minute and a half.
He just ignores
it. 1.6 seconds actually, or 1.6 minutes. A nice little Vacumatic, gray marbled. This is a nice pen. Semi-transparent body, lockdown filler. I am sure this one is going to go fast because I've already had people ask me about it. So. I've got that. This one is maybe my favorite over the course of the week. I've got an oversized balance in brown.
You were kind of surprised at how the balances were slow to start last week.
Yeah, they finished strong. They finished strong.
I was getting worried because he kept looking at what was left going, oh, I like that one. So thank you.
This one I really like. Oversized. We've got a visualated ink window, two-tone nib, lifetime.
So whoever buys it and saves me from looking at it, you have my gratitude.
This is a great pen. This is really, I love that pen. That's great. And then we've got a couple of oddballs. Well, now we're going to have, I'm working on a bunch of Esterbrooks, J's, dollar pens, some transitionals, there's a couple more pastels. So we'll see what I can get done. If not, they'll be in for next week.
Pastels did well last time.
Pastels did all right.
I used to have an entire collection. When I did pen shows back in the late 90s, I would actually travel with a display case filled with the entire set of pastels.
So we got a couple of those. We got a couple of just about everything. But then I decided,
God help me,
you know, why not try this? There are collectors out there, and I think that's what we really need to do with these. Back in 64.
Okay. Before I was born.
Before you were born. Estabrook purchased Cushman and Denison, creators like of the Kato.
Yes.
Marker, Flowmaster.
It's like a law firm, right? Cushman and Denison.
Yeah. So they made this pen called the Flowmaster, which was really an interesting kind of a valve release, big marker. And you could pull this
wick
kind of a wick out, yeah. And it came with its own special ink, it came in a tin, it came in a cleaning fluid as well, which is highly toxic nowadays.
We don't have any.
About twice a year, I get somebody who emails me on the Estabrook.net site and asks me for the MSDS for the Flowmaster, because their company still has some. And they want to know where to get more solution. They think I'm actually the owners, but really kind of a cool, big, thick marker. I don't know if anybody's ever gotten these to work with fountain pen ink. I don't think it works very well with fountain pen ink, but I've got a couple new in the box. You know, box with the instructions. This one's new old stock. So this little part comes out.
And
then this is spring loaded. So when you press down, it opens a valve, which these are
pushes out the ink.
Yeah, and these are essentially like an eyedropper. So you fill it up, and there's an O-ring there, and it seals up tight.
Back in the day when I was collecting pretty actively, I ended up with some. I'm not quite sure how. I don't know why. It's never been my thing. They are very interesting. It's like a really early Sharpie.
They're huge, too. They're really big. Yeah. They made them in all sorts of different colors. If you're crazy enough to collect them, they even made them in like a gold fill version. They made them with different color caps, different.
For like Father's Day, I could find you a gold filled. Do you already have one?
I already have.
All right. So for Father's Day, I'm going to go in your cabinet. I'm going to pull it out, wrap it up, and give it to you. And you're going to think it's a new one.
You'd have to find it. So.
Aren't you going away to some event? I can just like
You're coming with me, as a matter of fact.
Maybe I'll stay here and just dig through the pen
chest. I don't think you want to do that. So anyway, I got a couple of these Flowmasters. They're very interesting interesting pieces. You know, maybe somebody can get them to work with I don't know, maybe diluted fountain pen ink, maybe.
I don't know. It's.
But you know, there they are. I mean, a couple that are new old stocks.
They always make me laugh whenever I see them because. We had a bunch at one point. I had a bunch a long time ago. I was very happy to sell them. It just wasn't what my collecting focus was. And then they just seem to find me.
So yeah,
How many of those do we have?
Dozen or more, maybe.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Because they made them a different. They made advanced. They made standard. They made them in colors, little color things on the top. They made them in matte gray, shiny gray, black.
And we have how many?
20.
Oh my God. What?
I'll go count tonight, but it's more than three and less than 30.
Oh my God.
Less than 35.
You know what? Maybe I'll leave you here with your Flowmasters and I will go to Chicago.
Sounds great. Anyway, so that and, like I said, there will be some Estabrooks, Jays, most likely some pencils. So if you're into the pencil thing or you want a matching pencil, and I've got some great pencils too. There's also some SM Deluxe. There's some LK Deluxe. So really the whole spread pretty much from 34
to... 1934 to... Whatever.
60s, yeah. 30-year span of Estabrook. So hopefully that'll be done in time. In other words, some of it will, and then the rest will be for next week.
Flow into the following week?
Following week, right.
So because of all these pens that you just keep finding, we're going to be doing the vintage for a while.
We're going to be doing the vintage for a while. Yep.
And you enjoy that. You're down in your little man cave, mm-hmm. and you've got your music going, and you've got your little groove with your assembly line.
Yep.
And,
yeah. Okay. I've got right now. I've got 50 or 60 pens, kind of in various stages, and it's.
That's why I don't go.
It's
down
fun.
There.
It's fun to go through and do it.
I go down the stairs. I zip into the laundry area. I sneak back out. It's safer.
It's all good. So. Anyway, keep an eye out for that Friday. If you're not on the mailing list, join the mailing list. Friday mornings, 9:30 a.m. Central Time, we send out the vintage mailer. Tuesdays, the regular mailer. Mailing list is on the bottom of every page in the website. So
cool.
You can scroll all the way down to the bottom, sign up.
Boom. Done.
Bob's your uncle.
We have a number of events going on in Chicago, but first... we should talk about, we were just there.
We were just there.
we went down for the day.
That's right, on Friday.
For the Edison event. And so now our Chicago store now carries, now stocks Edison pens and the nibs. The 18 karat gold nibs tend to be pretty popular down
there. They've been pretty popular,
there.
Yep. So we've got 18 karat nibs and the steel, of course, mm-hmm. in... steel in all sizes, 18 karat, we've got a pretty good selection. We can get anything, including the oblique. We actually have oblique double broads, but double broads,
cool.
oblique broad, oblique double broad, all those crazy 18 karat nibs that Brian came out with, about a year ago?
Yep.
So those are all available. Some of them are special order, but no big deal. It's like 2 days delivery from Ohio to Chicago. So
stop into the store and check those out. It's a really nice addition to what we currently have down there.
There's some really solid colors in there.
Yes.
The new Beaumonts, I really, really, really like that. That amber is really nice.
Do you know?
I do. I like that one a lot.
I could, you know, you've got wedding anniversary coming up. You've got Father's Day. You've got your birthday.
We'll
May
see.
And June
we'll
are...
I might just hold off for something for Christmas. But I've got my... This is actually another pen that I was having problems with, and then I filled it with flush before the event, and it's writing great. So this is a the old Edison Herald, if you all remember that pen. Kind of more tapered. Was part of the production line for a while, and we had this done in... our exclusive blue cracked ice.
Yes.
And we bought these for Christmas presents for ourselves a number
Correct.
Of years ago.
I got a Beaumont. The cracked ice was for our pens exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
And then Brian Gray had just a little bit left. And so Brian had a Beaumont made for me, and I had this made for Brian.
So
that was five years ago.
At least. Yeah. A long time ago. Because we did that exclusive before we had the store, I think. So.
Mm-hmm. We did.
About 6 years ago.
So we went to Chicago, launched the Edison, got to see the staff, including Lucy, who's new.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was a good trip, good weather. It's been absolutely gorgeous, although we're supposed to have some blizzard, like seriously. It was 70-something yesterday,
yeah,
and now
fine.
We're supposed to get like 6 inches of snow. I'm... done. But we will be going back to Chicago for several events coming up in within the next month.
The big one, Sailor, April 29th. Now we've just confirmed, we haven't decided, we have a special thing coming for this event. Special launch. We talked about it briefly last week. But
we didn't really talk about it, we teased.
We teased about it, yeah. Well, we have confirmed that it is,
woo!
This product is in from Japan. It's in the United States. It's actually being shipped in about a week so that we get it in time for the event. So it's
awesome.
Really pretty awesome. If President Hisa from Sailor Japan likes this product so much that he personally uses it.
It's good enough for me.
It's good enough for me. So we're excited about that. That's April 29th, Monday.
We will be in Chicago with our sales rep, Scott Hammer, with bunches and bunches of Sailor pens, all the different Sailor inks, including the Kobe and the Bungu Box, Tasha ink.
Yep.
What else are we going to have? Oh, we're going to do a giveaway.
We're going to do some giveaways, so...
Be there.
Be there, yeah. Purchase with free gift with purchase of sailor pens too.
So. Yes.
So it's going to be
definitely going to be worth it to pop in.
Stay tuned. We'll announce the special theme soon.
Okay. Soon. And that is the Monday before the Monday during the week of the Chicago Pen Show.
Yep.
And so that is going to be May 4th, 5th. Third, fourth, fifth.
Yep. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Correct.
Out in Hoffman Estates. That's going to be fun. Good show. We'll, of course, be there. And then the Monday, immediately following the show on May 6th, Cozzolano Visconti. That's going to be fun. So we'll have the usual Visconti spread there.
Yes.
Hopefully some new models. Who knows what Michael's going to have. So
Michael's going to bring some fun stuff. Last year we all drove in together from Hoffman Estates into the city, and that was fun. So I'm looking to carpool karaoke again with Michael Hujara. So May 6th, definitely stop in, especially if you live in the Chicago area and you don't have a car and you can't get out
to the show.
We're going to bring the show to you.
Yep.
There you go.
So.
And then.
Then the next week, pilot May 16th and 17th, which I believe is a Thursday, Friday.
John Lane.
Pilot USA. I'm sure he'll bring lots of good stuff. So.
Yeah, we're excited about that. I'm excited about all three. I think I actually get to go to all three. That's kind of cool.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's a good time of year to go. It's a good time of year to see kind of some of the new stuff. And it'll be fun.
So. And just a reminder, we are going to Chicago, but we're not going to the Raleigh Pen Show.
Correct.
So that's about as far out as we've planned at this point. So
you are probably not doing Miami this year.
I'm probably not doing Miami.
Right.
So
other than that,
stay tuned and we'll let you know.
Although it was sweet. People were like emailing and they were worried and, we've done over 100 shows, and Chicago and the staff here need us a little bit more, and I will confess it's nice to sleep in my own bed for more than like 3 days in a row.
So. All right, anything else you got this week? We'll kind of keep it short.
Sure.
Yes, you have something else? Or
no, I'm good. Just keep it short. I'm already short, right. So you're I'm kept short. Thank you for
all listening. Right. So thanks for joining us. Join us next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, interviews, all sorts of other fun videos and announcements.
And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
That is who we are.
It is.
Don't forget, we do have a store in Chicago inside the Palmer House Hilton on the ground floor. And we are open 7 days a week. So let me repeat that. We are open in Chicago Saturday and Sunday. So if you can't make it in during the week, we are open 9 to 7 on Saturday and 10 to 6 on Sunday.
Chicago.AndersonPens.com.
And don't forget to like this video. Give us a thumbs up. That's just fun. And subscribe to our channel.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.